So that's a time frame, right? 251 says you get 2 years from after the issuance of the patent to come in under 251, right?
So long as...
No, just the time period. That's all I'm talking about. The Congress said, if you think you didn't claim enough or you didn't claim right by error, Congress gives you a 2-year period.
Sure, so long as there hasn't been a restriction.
So that's what the restriction. So the patent office created, and this court has blessed, this whole system that treats a party who's subject to a restriction entirely differently than someone who is not.
Yes,
correct?
Your Honor, that's completely true.
That's what I'm trying to get at. So the policy behind all this is for the convenience of the patent office to have all the matters that are related to the original application all sort of taken care of at the same time if a restriction is struck, right?
That's true, but there's also
barring barring access to a congressional remedy through the form of reissue. I'm just trying to get the table flat,
sure,
right?
Sure. But I just want to
What is it about reissue that makes it this event that neuters a congressional grant of a right to seek reissue?